something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ari, your host for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. In a moment, we're going to be joined by a couple of our advice givers, but before we do that, let me just get something out of the way. None of us are professional advice givers, so if you take our advice and bad things happen, it's not on us. It's on you. We'll leave it at that. Don't call the lawyers, because they're not going to take your case. They'll take your money, but not your case. All right, let me introduce you to our experts. Hello, Taz.
Meep.
Hello, Miles.
Hello.
So... We get our questions from friends, family members, from previous episodes, and this is actually a question that came up in one of our previous episodes from two of our other experts that we kind of decided we would push forward. So here's the question, gentlemen. When you adopt a child, how long should the trial period be, or should you be able to return it? So I think that how much is the warranty on that child going to be? Taz, we'll start with you.
You know I'm a children's entertainer, right? You shouldn't be giving me these questions. But I have an answer anyway. Here's what it is keep your receipt, right? 100% keep your receipt. Because even IKEA allows you to return stuff after an hour. After an hour, sometimes you want it. But after a year, IKEA lets you return your stuff. So if it doesn't work, you take a Kinder farter or whatever the hell they're called and take it back to the... Now, I don't know, like, why are you returning it? Are they not listening? Are they just not, you know, are they, you know, I don't know what's going on. But generally, here's what I'm going to say, is that... you have to return it after it expires. So normal lifespan, you know, 73.5 years for men and about 79.3 years for women. So buckle up, Buttercup. You're in for a ride because, you can just leave them at a park.
Okay. Miles?
Well, this is totally different than having a child because I have a child. But adopting is like lease to own. And so I can tell you, like, I think the standard 3-month probation period and then full peer review, performance evaluation, and then you can say, like, well, this one's a lemon. It's not working out. And you get a full refund or at least in-store credit.
Probation period.
I'm curious about exploring this in-store credit. I mean, the question that I wish we could have asked on this one is, are you adopting the child new or used? Because if you don't get the full sort of, you know, service history on this child, you know, like, was it a breach birth? Was it, what's his parentage? What, you know, where did it come from? Like, how did it perform in elementary school? Like, if you're adopting it when it gets to be a teenager, that's a whole different thing than adopting a, you know, an infant. So I think there's got to be a whole sort of sliding scale.
Yeah. And with more risk than return in those cases, I would move to like a monthly subscription, know, like Disney Plus, and then
Netflix used to be, you get it and then you could return it if you didn't like it, right?
Cancel it anytime.
And then the best part would be there'd be reviews. This is a 3-star, 4-star, 1-star. Yeah. And a lot of the 1-star comedians, you know, move to Saskatoon and become a comedian. But
that's what we do. I wonder if giving my kids constant thumbs up and thumbs down.
Well, now our technical producer in the back put us a note. Is there something like a child facts report? Where you can
a Carfax. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, get all the history of what's been done to that child. Like,
swipe right, swipe left.
Were they in the church choir? Did they play on the hockey team? You know,
did they burst into fire for no reason? Have they ever stabbed anybody to death? Have they stolen a car? I mean, these are the things. Those kids I'd keep.
Yeah.
Right. You know, those have life skills.
So essentially, let's try to qualify this. Taz, how long do you have to return the child?
Well, see, I'm also, before I answer that, I'm wondering if right now there are some toddlers having a podcast going, how long do we have to put up with the parents before we can return them? I would say, right away, right? If you hug a kid and he goes, I'm going to eat your face, right? Well, that's not the kid. That's not the one for you. You're possessed. Off you go. I would say 3 weeks. 3 weeks, because that way they you don't have to buy a lot of stuff for them.
Miles?
I wouldn't return them because I always lose the receipt.
Well, you'd still get store credit. You should get another one, right? You just replace it with a better model or a different model.
Keep its original packaging is important as well, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, because I brought up the specter of an older adoption and a new one, I think if you're getting a new one, and now as guys, we don't really understand this concept, but if they don't latch, that's a key indicator right there, right? If they have trouble latching on, then you're just going to like let that one go. I think when they get to be teenagers, if they have trouble, well, they try to latch on too much, if you get my drift, they probably want to let them go.
Is somebody doing their taxes in the background? I'm not too sure what that sound is.
That was my printer randomly starting up for no particular reason.
That's God telling you that this question should not be on the podcast, is what I'm saying. Do you have the receipt for that printer? Because it's haunted.
It's printing out the Carfax report on an adopted kid.
Wait, hold on a second. Oh, it's actually mine. It's the Carfax report on me. Okay, good enough. Idea. Yeah, it's a blank page, so it's, nobody cared. Okay, good enough. I got no work. Gentlemen, any parting thoughts on this wild and wonderful subject of parenting?
Well, yeah. I love being a daddy. I love being other people's a surrogate dad of all ages. Everybody in this room knows that I love helping and things like that. So this question made me very uncomfortable, but it was fun to do.
Miles?
Same. Yeah, I was... take Taz's advice and hug your kids.
Yeah, you go.
Perfect. And I'm glad that you guys are hugging all the kids I left with you. So we'll leave it at that. Miles, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Taz, thank you so much.
I have no kids. Ari is lying.
Fair enough. That's what this podcast is about. And on behalf of Andrew, our technical producer in the background, I've been your host, Ari, for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. If you are interested in submitting a question, go ahead and do that through our website, reallybadadvice.ca. You can even record a voice memo, and we can use your question on air with your voice. But it has truly been our fun struggling through these questions for you. Keep them coming, and we'll have a great time. Thank you guys for listening to the Really Bad Advice Podcast. Take care.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.